Sol Bamba agreeing a new deal with Elland Road. What can you tell us?
Oh yes, finally they have reached the new agreement to settle a permanent deal because he was on loan, as you know, from Palermo. Now the Leeds United have the right to take him permanently, and they decided to take him yesterday in the early morning. There were some rumors from England that there was Reading that was interested in taking Bamba. So Leeds United decided to do a very quick decision, and they sent in all the papers, and they reached an agreement for a deal of 2 years, 2 years deal. Sol Bamba is very happy. I had the chance to speak a bit with Nicola Salerno. He told me that this movement, this operation, I can say, wasn't made by him because afterwards I think we will speak even about Nicola Salerno, but he's not involved like before. But he has spoken with the guy because Nicola was the man that took him from Palermo to Leeds United. He spoke with Sol Bamba. And he said to me that Sol was very, very happy to stay another 2 years in Leeds United because he finds himself very, very, very well in England, very well in Leeds United. He wants to go on with this good experience for him.
Just out of interest then, you mentioned obviously Nicola Salerno, and he tweeted yep. a sticker photo of Sol Bamba yesterday. What does that mean that Nicola Salerno is now still involved with Leeds United? Because, of course, there was quite a falling out between Salerno and Chiellino. What's the latest between for Nicola Salerno? Is he still with Leeds United?
Let's try to explain because it's not very easy. The situation. First of all, Nicola Salerno is still a Leeds United man. I think he's still paid by Leeds United. Officially, he still works for Leeds United. He hasn't been fired or things like that. But, as you know, now there is another situation in the club that Massimo Chiellino told, we spoke together some time ago. Massimo Chiellino, as I said to you, is still trying to find a new director, maybe more that knows more about English football, because he realized that Nicola knows very well Italian football and international football, but maybe not so well English football. And from the experience of the last season, he has realized that maybe an English club needs a director that knows very well, even or above all, English market. But Massimo Chiellino still thinks that Nicola is the best job in maybe in Europe. So he wants to go on in some way to cooperate, to work with Nicola Salerno, but maybe with a different role that could be, for example, something like a scout for the international market, the man who finds some new players around the world. The fact is that we have to understand the other part. We have to understand what Nicola Salerno wants to do. I think if he wants to accept a different role in Leeds United, or if he prefers to keep on doing the sport director in another club, maybe in Italy, because in Italy he has a lot of offers. Now, I can say to you that he's still waiting to meet Massimo Chiellino, to speak together, to sit around the table, and to decide, to listen to what Massimo Chiellino can offer as a role for him, and then to take a decision. He's still waiting, but I think that in these days, there will be, in some way, a decision about him. I can't say that in this thing of Sol Bamba, of course, Sol Bamba spoke with him to ask him a suggestion. And he decided to remain Leeds United. So we can say that, of course, Nicola Salerno still is a Leeds United man, but we have to understand if he will go on being a Leeds United or not. It will depend, I repeat, on what Massimo Cellino wants him to do at Leeds United.
Now it's obviously we're getting into silly season as well, Ema, with regards to transfers. Yeah. Lots of names being banded around. One of the ones that we've been sort of picking up on, Alvaro Pereira, Inter player who's currently on loan at a couple of different places. What's the latest on that, and any other transfer rumours that you can bring us?
What can I say to you is that Alvaro Pereira is of course a target of Leeds United, but it's not would not be easy because he's an international with Uruguay, and now he was involved in Copa America. I think that a decision will be taken after the Copa America. The price is very high. I can say to you that we are around £3 million, but I think that Leeds United will try to take him on loan before. What we have to understand is if Alvaro Pereira wants to join a championship team, because he has offers even from the first division in Europe. But I can say that, of course, he is a real target of Leeds United. This is not just a rumor.